Verse 30, and we'll quit with these two verses. 16 and verse 30. Here it is. Now they threw the missionaries in jail after the little slave girl got saved. Verse 30, at midnight, it says, "And the jailer brought the missionaries out and said, 'Sirs, what must I do to be saved?' And they said, 'Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house.' And they spake the word of God to him and all his house, and they took him wee hours of the morning out to the river and had the baptismal service." Now, missionaries have those kind of experiences too. So what do we see here? We see Paul's three converts at Philippi. Now, here they are, and we're closing. We see a quiet, seeking businesswoman. We see a screaming fortune teller. And we see a sleeping jailer awakened at midnight by an earthquake. All of them saved with the same salvation. There's just one salvation. Saved by the same blood of Christ, but they all came different ways to the foot of the cross. And at the foot of the cross, they all got the same. Now, isn't that a beautiful lesson, class? And can't we learn so much from God's precious word? All right, let's stand and have a prayer, shall we? Our Father, we thank you for your marvelous, marvelous word. Lord, it's just as up-date as a 1994 Lincoln. And though this happened nearly 2,000 years ago, it happens today just the same. And teach us thy words, give us the insight. Lord, we do not fear these things, because in Christ we're more than conquerors. And speak peace to the heart of every child of thine, for Jesus' sake. Let's keep our heads bowed just a second. Are there any persons in our house tonight and you've never been saved, you've never been born again, and you say, "Mr. Pike, I'm lost without Christ. I'm on my road to hell. I need help, and I'm going to raise my hand so you can see it and help me." If that's the heart cry, raise your hand now. Now. So we thank you, Lord, for these moments. In Christ's name, amen. Now,